Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and joining me in this segment is Angela Luskin, the Health and Fitness Manager from UP Health System Portage. Angela, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Rick, for having me.
Now, we know we have you coming in that we have something that's going to get people moving and active, because that's usually what we talk about when you come in. You got a great event coming up.
We do. So it is the 36th annual Great Bear Chase, taking part up in Calumet on the beautiful Swede Town Trails. So yeah, just a week away.
Have you done a lot of skiing in? I don't know if you're an avid skier.
You know, I'm actually not. I gear more towards the snowshoeing and sledding, and I figure once the kids get older, we'll all get into skiing a little bit more.
But I'm with you there. I've skied before in cross-country skiing, yes. Never downhill skied. But, you know, I got out and enjoyed snowshoeing one time and loved it. And it's better for me who, you know, physically have some challenges. And so, you know, cross-country skiing was more difficult for me, but snowshoeing was like going for a walk in the park.
So, exactly.
You know, yeah, it was great.
It is. It's both activities are great winter activities to be involved in.
Well, tell me about the Great Bear Chase. What's new?
Absolutely. So some of the same things we'll start off with that are key signature to this event. We have the 7 different races. So we start off with the shorter distances. So there's a 10K event. You can either freestyle, skate ski that, or you can classic ski. That 10K course too, it is great. So for those, you know, our winter hasn't been that great. So for those that maybe haven't got out on their skis as much as they want, that 10K is a good event to kind of jump into. And those two that are new to ski racing, haven't done it before, that 10K is a great place to start. And then we move up to the 25K. Again, you can do a freestyle or classic in that event. And then we have the 50K. We actually have 3 events for the 50K. There's the classic 50K, so whole 50K, a marathon on classic skis, if that suits you. And then we also have the freestyle event. And then there's a skiathlon too. So last year was our first year that we introduced that skiathlon, you know, kind of new to our area. And it was really well received. The skiathlon, you start with 25K. So the first lap of the course is done on classic skis. And then you go into kind of like a triathlon, how they have the transition stage. You go into that stage, you switch your skis out, you put on skate skis, and then you do another lap, 25K, on your skate skis. So we had, you know, marked that at 100 individuals, and we got about 80 for our first year. So,
well, it does sound like a lot of fun. You know, if you have the skill level to be able to do the 50K in the first place, but
right,
you know, to be able to kind of mix it up and do you don't have to choose. You do half one and half the other.
Right, and it's just a fun event. It was fun to watch. So I guess, you know, that's a good thing to mention too, for those that, you know, you're not interested in participating as a skier in the Great Bear Chase, you have the option to come out and spectate. It's so much fun. There's a lot of excitement in the air, cowbells going, people cheering. There's hundreds and hundreds of people at this event. So spectating is a great option, and then volunteering too, which we'll probably get into in a little bit.
Definitely. Now, I've always wondered, you know, you may not know since you don't actually do the skiing, but, you know, when I've been out cross-country skiing and I've seen the skate skiers go by, they're going by a lot faster than I am, and that's not that hard to do. But I just want, you know, is it, I wonder if it's easier to do the skate skiing than it is the cross, you know, the classic.
Sure. So my experience with the classic and the skate, I think the learning curve for that skate ski is a little bit harder, you know, a little bit higher learning curve than with the classic. But then so many people, you know, prefer that skate style method because it's much faster than the classic skis. But then you have those, you know, that love classic, they want to stay in those tracks, and that's what appeals to them. So it's nice to have those two options for, you know, those depending on what they're looking for to be able to choose.
And you mentioned a couple of moments ago about that the weather hasn't cooperated so well this year as far as outdoor sports, if you're, you know, really into it. But I was up at Swede Town Trails just about 10 days ago. It's in pristine condition. They do such a good job with those trails.
You are exactly right. There are 3 groomers that take care of that course. Pat Zublak and Tom Wright are 2 of them. They, all 3 of them, do an amazing job. We are at 24 inches of packed base. So for a winter of, you know, we haven't had significant snow recently, you know, their grooming speaks volumes that they're able to hold that pristine course with 24 inches of base all groomed down. It is beautiful. And a lot of our racers, actually almost every single one of our racers that come to this event, that's what, you know, our comments are. They're so positive on our course. Our committee and the groomers, they spend countless hours making sure the course is just right, it's groomed just right. The groomers, they don't get sleep the night before the bear chase because they're out there making sure it is perfect.
Now, it takes a lot of people to put on a giant event like this, and you count fully on volunteers for all of those people to come out and do all of this work. Talk about your needs there.
Absolutely. So for the bear chase to be successful, a lot of people don't understand that it takes over 100 volunteers to make this happen. And that's a lot for our community, but each and every year our community steps up and provides us with those volunteers. So right now we're still looking for quite a few, and we have, like I said, just about a week left to fill those spots. There's so many different volunteer positions for you to be involved in. You can choose to be in the warm middle school. One of our headquarters is up at the Calumet Middle School. Or if you want to be right in the mix of all of the skiing and the racing, there's a lot of outdoor activities, positions for those volunteers. So we need help with registration. We need help with all of the water stations out on the course, you know, handing out the water, handing out the fuel to the racers as they go by. We need help with timing the event, what else is on the course? Safety patrol. There's bag attendance. So, you know, taking care of the racers' personal belongings. And then if you look at the banquet side in the middle school, you need help with printing people's results, serving the food, serving the beverages to the racers, helping with the award ceremony, helping with parking is another important role. We have volunteers that step up and help us as the bear. So they dress up in the bear costume and they are at the start of the race. They're there for a while and then they go to the award ceremony too, and they help hand out the awards. Time commitments, you know, they vary from 2 to 4 hours. I should also mention that volunteers are needed Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of race week. So on Thursday, they need help setting up the stadium and the course. On Friday, we need help again with the course and then with registration. And then Saturday, race day, is the big slew of volunteers that come in. We try to treat volunteers really well because, again, we wouldn't be able to hold this event without them. So they get a Bear Chase t-shirt. They get the signature pasty that all of the racers get, too. And, you know, most of our racers, too, they're just so complimentary of our volunteers because they realize, again, this would not happen without them.
With all those different opportunities to volunteer, you can take part in the event and without having, you know, if what you really love to do is you just love to go and be the spectator, you like to see people arrive, and so you're like, well, I want to help out the bear chase, but I don't want to lose that time. Well, you said you can volunteer really all of this week because you'll need people with the bag stuffing, getting things ready.
Yes.
You know, and so you can volunteer and help that way, or you can help on Thursday or Friday or you know, and then on the day of, you don't have to spend the entire day volunteering.
Right. You can do a 2-hour shift, and you'd actually be surprised how many racers volunteer. So they'll do the race, and then Friday they'll register, or they'll volunteer for registration, and then on Saturday some of people do the race and they come back to the gym and they help us with result printing or with a banquet because there's later shifts too. So yeah, we get great support, and there's just a lot of options. Our volunteer coordinator, we actually make it really simple to volunteer. You just head to our website at greatbearchase.com. There's a volunteer tab. You click on it, you put your preference of your time and your position, and then our volunteer coordinator responds right back to you and gives you the details on where you're assigned to.
That sounds like a lot of fun, even if you're volunteering and working hard through the whole thing. It's one way of sort of maximizing your experience.
It is. It is. Absolutely. And even, you know, for those, like you mentioned, that want to spectate but still volunteer, we have a lot of volunteer positions at that finish line. So you're there helping take the skis off of the racers as they come through, writing their time down. So you can still be right in the mix of all of the excitement and volunteer at the same time.
Yeah, just think, if it is a little cold out that day, and you can keep them warm by having a job to do, so right. You know, a little bit of motion.
You're
then
moving.
Another great thing about this event is you know, when you're out, if you're going to be out there skiing, you can be working off the calories that you ate at all the meals that you're going to eat, because you've got some food that surrounds this thing too.
We do, and it's a big part of this event. We will never take away the Bear Chase pasty that comes with this, because those racers, you wouldn't think, I kind of think of this, after I ski 50K, would I really want to eat a big heavy pasty? And no doubt about it, these racers do.
So if you don't actually catch the bear that you have to meet to make the pasty,
Yeah, right. So yeah, going back to Friday, so this is March 4th, and this will be open to everybody too. So again, if you're not interested in coming out for the Bear Chase, but you're interested in supporting our local senior meals program, they are putting on a pasta dinner, and that is going to be at the Calumet Middle School from 5 to 7 p.m. It's $10. And so last year was the first year that they sponsored this pasta dinner. It was amazing. The food was absolutely delicious. They knocked it out of the ballpark. And they're coming back again this year. Really reasonable. And all of the proceeds from this event, from the pasta dinner, go toward the Meals on Wheels program. So, you know, you're helping out our community in attending this event. So that's on Friday.
Okay.
5 to 7, Calumet Middle School. And then on Saturday is the big... We call it the Racer Banquet. Mark Gingrich from Calumet is one of the coordinators of that. And I tell you, the spread of food that they put out for this event. So you start with your pasty. And then there's gluten-free options. They bring soup in now. So you get a pasty and soup. And then bakery for like 12 feet of table. And it's cinnamon rolls and it's donuts and it's cookies, and we have fruit, the healthy stuff too, and there's some chocolate milk for, you know, refueling. But it really, it's amazing just to see the amount of food.
If you just got done cross-country skiing for 50K, you deserve a donut.
Know what? Even for 10K, I will say. If you're out there, you enjoy those great treats that we provide for the Great Bear Chase. And it really is. In our surveys, you would not believe the comments that pasty is amazing, and so many. That's the highlight of the event for them.
Yeah, who makes the pasties?
Connie's Kitchen does.
Oh, of course they're great. Yeah, one of the former winners of Pasty Fest. We know Connie does a terrific job.
So. She does, and she works hard to get all of those. I think we order over 600 pasties from her for Saturday.
That's great. Where is that taking place?
So that is, again, at the Calumet Middle School. We should mention there is a location change. So typically we're in the high school, but because of some a conflict this year, we will be in the middle school. Still same building. We'll have signs out to direct people on how to get to the middle school. But so we'll all be in the middle school.
Now, is there a cost to attend the banquet?
There is not a cost to attend the banquet. You can come and watch the racers, like the award ceremony. But if you would like to participate and to eat the pasty and all of that, I think it's either $5 or $6 to do it. So really reasonable price.
Okay,
but volunteers do get that for free. Volunteers and racers get that for free. But anyone else,
yeah, we'll definitely help out, because you would think, okay, if you're paying for your registration, you consider this as a perk of the registration.
Right.
And if you're a volunteer, it's a reward for the volunteering. If you just want to come and eat,
yeah,
by all means, yeah, please help out with that. You know, that's not too much to ask. $5 to $7 for one of the best pasties you're going to eat and all that great food. Talk about registration itself for those that want to actually be in the races.
Absolutely. So we have registration. You can do it online at our greatbearchase.com website. Online registration will close Thursday at midnight. You can drop your registration form if you have a registration form and want to drop it off at the fitness center on Houghton on Sharon Avenue. You are welcome to do that. And then we also have last minute registration on Friday, March 4th from 4 to 8:30 p.m. at the Calumet Middle School. And then that is your last chance to register. We do not accept race day registration. So, but that fee goes up if you register on Thursday or Friday. So it's important, if you know you're going to race, to get in there and get that registration in now.
What all comes in with the registration?
With the registration, you get your Great Bear Chase t-shirt. You get a racer packet stuffed with some goodies. You get your banquet, so the lunch on race day. And then there's chip timing provided, which will be on your bib to keep track of your time. And then all of the amenities within the race too. You know, those water stations that are provided are stocked with energy gel and water and energy fuel too. So, yeah.
Now, not that anybody has to worry about providing me one, but there's going to be, you know, some great awards for those who do well in a race like this. And you had mentioned them earlier right before we got going. It sounded great. I wanted to talk about those.
Absolutely. So we give out, just the age groups alone, Rick, we give out over 100 age group awards, which is great. For, you know, you look at last year, we had just over 500 racers. So a lot of people will walk away with an award.
Wait, you had 500 racers last year?
We did, 511.
You know, I was thinking that, you know, this is, might be Canal Run light and on snow, but, you know, that's a lot of race. I didn't know it was that many.
It is, that are interested in the ski event. Isn't it great? And we keep building every year. So our numbers right now, we're over right around 350, which is puts us about 50 to 75 above where we were last year. So we're hoping we can reach 550 this year.
I'm impressed. I did not know it was that many people.
It's a big event for our community. And
that you had 100 awards, I thought, oh, participation trophies.
But no, they're competitive too. So we give out age group awards in all of the events. There's also an overall winner for each event. And one of the coolest things about this, if many of you know the listeners know Guy Good, he's a Calumet resident. He has been with the Bear Chase for many years as a committee member, but recently he stepped down from the committee, but has agreed to make these, they're probably about 2 to 3 feet long, wood, hand carved wood ski trophies, and they go out to all of the first place winners in every single age group. So he makes over 100 of those. And they are, they're absolutely amazing. The amount of detail and just the craftsmanship that goes into them, it is outstanding. And they are a prized possession by anyone who gets them. And then, so we have those for the first place. And then for the overall winners, Keweenaw Gem and Gift, they make these handcrafted copper awards for us that are gorgeous. So we really try to stay unique and local to the area. And our racers appreciate that. Our participants appreciate that.
Well, you're putting on a world-class event. And, you know, with all of the food, the trophies, the event itself, it's amazing what you do. Really up there. Not you personally. This is all Angela Luskin.
The group, we should mention that too. So there is a committee that, we meet monthly. A month up to the race, we start meeting weekly. So we have really put a lot of time and just they're so passionate. They're doing this on a volunteer time. They just are really committed to this race and committed to our community. And then you have other key players like Superior Search and Rescue. So they have Chris Van Arsdale is on our committee. Again, completely volunteering. So he not only volunteers for the event with his nearly 20 volunteers that come in to help us from Superior Search and Rescue. He sits on our committee and he goes to all of those meetings and he helps us with our safety plans. Mercy EMS is assisting us. Calumet Fire, Township Fire and Rescue is also assisting. There are so many people that are involved in this race that make it successful. It's just countless. It really is.
Now, do you have for the younger skiers another event that takes place right before all this big stuff goes on? Yeah. You know, let's just make sure we take a moment to, you know, talk about what's available during the Junior Bear Chase. I don't know, would this be called the Cub Chase?
It's actually called the Junior Bear Chase. And what a great event, too, for this. You know, get those young skiers interested and involved at a young age. And then, you know, they're going to be our future Great Bear Chase participants. So it's really exciting that this event is longstanding and is a great tradition with the Great Bear Chase. So the Copper Country Ski Tigers put on the Junior Bear Chase. That's going to take place Friday, March 4th. They have registration from 4 to 5 p.m. with a race starting shortly after that. It's only $7 to participate. If you end up doing it on race day, it's $10. But if you head to our website, we have a Junior Bear Chase link where you can register and get more information on that as well.
Do the kids get the same sort of package with the registration? Do they get a t-shirt and things?
Or? I don't believe they get a t-shirt, but they have their race bib, and then there's awards for them,
wow,
too.
That's great.
Yeah, and make them feel part of it. And, you know, so the Junior Bear Chase, you know, is for those juniors, but you wouldn't believe how many younger participants we have in the Great Bear Chase now, too, especially that 10K. A lot of kids are entered, and it's so fun to watch as they're coming across the finish line, and they're just excited, and it's nice to see.
This has been a strange winter. It's been, you know, we haven't gotten really the hard-hit weather that we're normally used to. We're not maybe as outside as often as mm-hmm. we are. So even though it hasn't been as cold, just my sort of feeling is people have done less winter things and sort of are less active. And now that we're coming here with the end of February, starting the beginning of March, it's very, you know, oftentimes very cloudy, very gloomy. It's, you know, it's like 25 and just cold, damp cold.
Slushy.
I mean, it's a different kind of winter. This sometimes, what I've seen, is causing people to stay inside a little bit more, to wait for that spring, to sort of just want to get this winter done and over with.
Right.
When you're inside, you eat less healthy.
Right.
You're less active. Mm-hmm. You can't even say, well, I get my exercise from moving the snow, because you're not moving the snow as often anymore.
Right.
Not that that normally counts.
It does.
But so the last couple of minutes, I mean, what can people be doing here as we're waiting for spring to come to not fall into that trap of not doing anything?
Sure. And, you know, you hit on a lot of good points, too. I would, first of all, encourage people to still be active, to sit back and wait for spring when I know it's easy to do. The weather conditions haven't been great. Like you said, it's not really cold, but we have the snow out there. It's been sloppy. It's gloomy. You know, our vitamin D is probably pretty low in a lot of us. So, you know, that contributes to our moods and how we feel about activity. But I would encourage us to get moving. The snow conditions still on the trails are great. So it may not look very great out our kitchen window, but if we go to the Michigan Tech or Mastahito or Swedetown or Chassel Trails, you're going to see that you can strap on a pair of snowshoes. Some of the places are packed down enough just to take boots and to be able to get out there and walk. So getting outdoors, that fresh air does amazing things to our mind. You know, if we get out there and breathe in that fresh air, and then the activity helps as well. So you have the skiing too as an option. Sledding, you know, for the families out there with kids, get out there and get a sled and ride down a hill. That is exercise. Walking up, as long as we're walking back up and not taking a snowmobile up the hill. And that's fun. That's great family activities to do. The other thing, you know, if going outside isn't something that you're comfortable with right now, there's the mall walking. You know, that's completely free. Ride up to the mall, do some laps around. You'll feel better. We have other options in the community for fitness facilities. For instance, the Portage Fitness Center on Sharon Avenue, we have a slew of group exercise classes. If you just head to our website, you can check those all out. Your first class is always free. So you can, you know, check it out before you decide to purchase them. There really are a lot of opportunities in our community to stay active. We just have to make that effort and that, you know, first attempt, that first step towards that. And I think they're great choices.
Well, what you just said a moment ago, that it's not just about your body, it's about your mind. Yes. And this time of year, you know, we feel a little bit more sluggish. We're more fatigued. You know, stress sets in a little mm-hmm. bit more. Part of that is, you know, the lack of vitamin D. But you can do a whole lot with just a little bit more activity. And you'd be surprised that it's not just, you know, physically, it's how better you'll feel mentally about, you know, your family, about your work, about, you know, your outlooks, just sort of getting that oxygen, getting that exercise, getting those, you know, different juices in your mm-hmm. body pumping and
those endorphins.
Yep.
Yeah, it makes it that whole cycle. Once you start that wheel moving, so you start with that physical activity, your mind, you start to feel better. And then you start to take sometimes you don't even realize you're doing it. You start to eat healthier. It's not so much of a conscious effort when you take those steps forward.
Now that we're past the holidays, I don't eat the sweets as much anymore. I'm kind of like sick of chocolate and stuff. Sweets.
That's a good place to be.
But what more fried foods? Mm-hmm. And it's like a craving for the fried foods this mm-hmm. time of year. And definitely need to start changing that again, because if we don't get to spring, it's usually easier to, okay, now let's get the fruits and vegetables. But right. you don't want to be like me and eat the bad stuff for too long.
Yeah, absolutely. And those are, they're, a lot of those highly processed fatty foods, they're addictive. So it's, they've got a hold on us, and we have to break that cycle too. And, you know, making those steps, it's not like you have to change everything all at once. Just make, I'm going to eat 3 vegetables and 2 fruits tomorrow, or I'm going to eat 3 servings of fruits and vegetables total tomorrow. Make those small efforts and you'll be amazed at what impact they can have on your life.
Angela, real quick here, if you can cover again the, if you want to register online or if you're going to register in person for the Great Bear Chase.
Absolutely. So the Great Bear Chase is coming up Saturday, March 5th at the Swedetown Trails in Calumet. Registration online at greatbearchase.com, or you can fill out a registration form and drop it off at the fitness center. Online registration closes on Thursday, March 4th at midnight. After that, you have the opportunity for last minute registration from 4 to 8:30 p.m. on Friday at the Calumet Middle School.
Angela Luskin, thank you so much for coming in on Copper Country today.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back.